Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Monday mornings, my schedule typically is a little earlier than the rest of the week, as there's more to get done at the building in that part of my workday. And so if you're catching this a little later and wondering how you missed the beginning, I started early. But the good thing about electronic technology like this, it will be there whenever you're ready. And today, as we head into this week of devotions focused on serving with patience, we're looking at the idea and the topic of patience produced by love. In the somewhat famous chapter of Corinthians that we often refer to as the love chapter, it describes love. It says, love is patient. I think as you set about serving God, as you serve people, it's important to keep that in mind. And perhaps at the very beginning, at the foundational level of your service, is to spend some serious time with God examining your motives. You see, when we serve, whether it's serving God directly, whether it's serving people as a part of our service to God, our motives will determine a lot about how we approach that element of service. Whether we view it as a begrudgingly have-to type of thing, or whether we're serving out of love and it becomes a get-to kind of thing. You see, when we consider serving that is produced, that involves patience, that is produced by love, we have no greater example than God Himself. As people begin to question, where's this return of Jesus that He talked about when He ascended into heaven, God sends a reminder that, questioning, do you not know that God is patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance? His patience is a result of His love for you and for me, for our neighbors, for our co-workers, for our community leaders, for strangers that we don't really know. God's love has produced patience, and His patience is the result of His love. And we ought to live and serve with that same element of patience produced by love. And so it begins with choosing to love God's way, to love people, period. Not any qualifiers on it, but to love people, and to serve and to live with the patience that's produced by that kind of love. I write in the devotional book about this phase that we often refer to as the honeymoon phase. And while that's definitely a reference to married life, we tend to apply it to almost any situation in the early going. And at the heart of it is this implication that, well, that's a stage or a phase where We just kind of let things slide. We overlook the faults. We overlook the difficulties. We overlook the little irritants that sometimes become big things later in life. And it's fascinating that we call that the honeymoon phase, that we recognize that we tend to do that when some would say we're blinded by love, but I believe more appropriately it's when we're guided by love. And as a relationship, if our love is not consistently kept alive, then it isn't long before that patience produced by love begins to wear thin. And it begins to wear out. It begins to dissipate into thin air, and we discover our patience has completely evaporated. And God's desire is that we serve people with this element of patience that comes because of His love expressed towards us. See, that's the source. It's not that God's asking that we look deep within ourselves and muster up this love of our own will and might and ability. He's calling us to live in His love so that we have that love within us to express to others. The prayer guide that I wrote for this week, we're looking at living and being a house of prayer for all nations. And we kind of kick it off today with this idea that we are the temple of God. We are His dwelling. His Spirit dwells within us. We don't have to rely on us to produce the patience that we need. We have God's love as the source. When the Bible talks about every good gift comes from above, He's not simply and not even primarily talking about the gifts that we tend to think of in our human mind of stuff. He's not talking about gift cards. He's not talking about money. He's not talking about new cars or toys or gadgets or this or that. And not specifically and not primarily. He's talking about the gifts which flow from His love towards us. The gifts which ought to flow from us towards others because they're produced by His love within us. And patience is one of those gifts. In the written devotion in the book, I begin with a series of questions, as I often do, and I ask, how patient are you with those that you love? How about with those that you simply tolerate? How about those that you can't stand? And then I ask a question, well, a couple of them that really require some deep reflection. Would any individual in either of any of those three groups agree with how you've evaluated your level of patience? And does your level of patience, should it change when you evaluate it based on God's patience with you? You see, serving God requires that we serve people. That's His calling for all mankind. It's His calling for every one of His children. And yes, we have different gifts, different abilities, different assignments, so to speak, of what that serving looks like, of the details of how it's lived out. But at the core of serving is this requirement that we grow in patience that's produced by love. And that we grow in love, which by God's definition includes patience. So many times we limit the patience we're willing to extend to others. But if we were to sit and give serious thought to whether we would be satisfied with that same limit placed on the patience God extends towards us, I think we would be terrified. We recognize, at least we ought to recognize, the patience of God that is required as He loves us. Today, as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to consider how great the patience of God is. Not just towards the world, not just towards those people, but how great the patience of God is towards you. And when you're able to consider that honestly, then ask Him to help you grow, so that your patience with others is growing towards that same level of patience that He has with you. I believe that when we begin to do that, that we're able to serve in wonderful ways because we're serving with patience. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. Your love is without end. Even in the times where we are in need of discipline and You give that, it doesn't diminish Your love. In fact, it confirms that Your love is so great that You want us to be fully conformed into the image of Your Son, Jesus. And Father, as we consider Your love, we recognize within it a patience that we need to learn, that we need to practice, that we need to celebrate and rejoice in. Knowing that You're not willing that any would perish, including me. God, I pray that You would help everyone that's listening today to learn to serve with that same patience that You've shown to us. Serve with an unwillingness that any would perish, but they would know Your love, that it would be seen and heard from us. Father, that our life would recognize the value of growing in patience because of love. Father, help us today to examine our motives for serving. May You purify our hearts. May You purify our attitudes. May love be the force that continually calls us forward, calls us to serve. And may our serving of You as we serve people be done with great patience. as we grow in your love. May that love help us to love those that we serve. To love to such an extent that we're patient. We interact with kindness and understanding. We give chances and then we give more chances. Father, as we learn to serve in this way, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would grow up knowing that they are loved fully. That they would know our love without condition. That they would know your love. And Father, that as a defining part of that love, that they would know the patience that's consistently calling them to walk in your presence. To know you. Father, I pray that our serving with patience would be such that the children around us would know of your love, would know of your patience, would learn to treat others with that same level of patient understanding. That there would be an awareness of just how patient you are with them. And that it would grow. Father, as I pray today, I think of how weary so many people are. For those that are sick, for those that are out of work, for those that are simply tired of being alone and yet fearful of being around people. The weariness that so much of what has gone on in the past year with COVID and with such a divisive spirit in our nation. And I pray in the midst of that weariness that we would grow in patience that's produced by your love within us. That we would grow in patience with one another, produced by our love for them. Father, that we would continually be the encouragers, the comforters, those that pray for one another. And Father, that out of our love that's producing the patience that we need, may we be mindful and deliberate in lifting up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.